on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy, The Run Home with Harf and Marco. For Bloody Hyundai Geelong, only 40 minutes from the Westgate, premiership deals only at Bloody Hyundai Geelong. And Builders Academy, prepare for your builder's registration with Builders Academy, 1300 Legend.
I spoke in the Greek Swan last week and we had an agreement that that aside from him having a brief chat with David, that there'd be no engaged discussion until our finals campaign was complete. And look, I'm really happy that the Lions respected that.
That was Andrew Fagan, CEO of the Crows, and the new appointment today at Brisbane has been David Noble, who was at the Crows, now the general manager of football at the Brisbane Footy Club. David, thanks for joining us on Melbourne's Home of Footy.
Evening, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, we're well. How hard to leave the Crows was it, David?
Yeah, extremely. 12 years, at one organisation is a long time, and I've been lucky enough that the club has provided me with a great pathway of development from coaching to list management and now in charge of the football department. So, a lot of long life friends that I've developed over the journey there. It was a difficult decision, but an extremely exciting challenge to go to the Lions and bring some of what I've learned to the table up there.
Andrew Fagan was really emphatic with his praise, David, of you and what you've done at Adelaide. So clearly no animosity, but you talk about the challenge of the Brisbane Lions. I don't think from a football point of view there's a bigger challenge in the game at the moment. Does that drive you?
It does. I've always been a person, guys, that has thrived on those challenges. I picked up my family and went to Canberra to start up a brand new team in the TAC Cup, in the mid-90s. Went to the Bulldogs, coached the reserves there, and then picked up my family and came over to Glenelg to rejuvenate Glenelg through there. So, taking on those challenges has always been something that I think, as an individual, I've prided myself against, and being able to make yourself uncomfortable and learn new skills and challenge yourself to bring high standards to the environments that you're in. And look, we're in a position now. We've actually got to make Brisbane relevant again. I think, for a long period of now, we've become irrelevant in the competition, and that's something that we've got to stand for.
David, Mark Robinson here. Congratulations on your appointment. The magnitude of the job is not lost on anyone, and surely it's not on yourself.
It's not, Robbo.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, which makes the next appointment just huge, because you're going in as head of football. They've given you, the AFL have given you the blessing to go up there and fix this football club, which makes the appointment of the coach, just enormous. It really is. How much say do you have in the appointment of the new coach?
Well, I haven't had a conversation with the panel, at this point in time. I haven't spoken to any candidates at this point in time. I've spoken to Greg in regards to what we have worked through here as far as the process and what I can bring to that process. And look, if it takes us 2 weeks to get through that and get the right person, then that'll be what I would like to bring to the table. I don't believe that this is something that you can rush. One of the things, Rob, I reckon was really important in what we did here was assessing where the playing group was and where the club was positioned and, the type of leader that we actually needed to bring to the football club in the coaching role.
When you say here, you're talking Brisbane? I thought you were giving examples of Crows then, were you not?
Correct. So when we went through and we worked out where the list was at Adelaide with when we brought Walshy on board, and then when we lost Walshy and we reassessed where the group was to bring Don on board and the skill set that we needed, there's a bit of work that I reckon we've got to do now at Brisbane to assess where that list is and what it actually needs. And I reckon that's part of understanding where your environment currently sits. And we've got to take our time to assess that and know that when you then go to the interview process, you know exactly what you're looking for. We're not just looking for a football coach. We're looking for a leader. We're looking for a person with great standards that can bring people together on a journey. I just reckon that's so important.
Who fills you in, David? I mean, if you want to be really honest with us, how long ago did you know the job and you had the job? Because the AFL was heavily involved, and you should be pleased that the AFL you know, pinpointed you and helped you get that job. When did you start looking at the Brisbane list? And if you haven't, who's going to tell you about the Brisbane list when you get there?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I had a conversation with Mark Evans several weeks ago about them needing to put a number of people forward to Brisbane, you know, in order to consider an experienced person. That conversation we've had with Fags as well, to sort of say, look, this is, you know, where the positioning of it was, so that we were up front and informative along the way. And then my first chance to really speak to Swanee in detail was this week. And look, I haven't had the luxury of being able to work through the list at this point in time. I've got some work to do over the weekend to assess it a little bit myself, Robbo. I've you know, been still close enough, relatively close enough to list management, I think, to have a good feel. I'll rely on the staff that we've got at the moment to update me over the weekend and next week and saying, look, where are our strategies? What does it look like? What are our measurement tools? And really try to get a quick understanding of where that is, because that is also going to be important when we're interviewing for a coach, to understand what our mechanisms are there to then bring the coach along on that journey as well.
David Nobles joined us on SEN The Run Home, General Manager of Footy at the Brisbane Lions now after getting the job. The two main candidates for that position, David, it seems from afar anyway, are Chris Fagan and John Barker. And you talk about experience there, and Chris Fagan spent basically a lifetime in footy, has been around some unbelievable programs. Clearly, spending time at the Hawks in the last 8 or so years has been huge for him. But John Barker's at the other end of the spectrum, where he's been an assistant, a fill-in coach, an interim coach at the Blues, and probably hasn't got the experience, clearly, that Chris Fagan has. As the general manager of footy, do you want a chance to be able to shape what happens with the Brisbane Lions and the footy list and the coaching side of things as well? Or do you think you need someone to come in and say, righto, Nobes, you do your thing, I'll do the footy thing, I'll take it from here?
No, I think you've got to have a united front. There's no doubt that I think our best results at Adelaide were when everyone's on the same page, when everyone's understanding of what's going on at list management. They understand their functions, there's no doubt. But if you're not in it, you know, collectively and united, then, you know, it makes it just so much more work. I'm certainly not bolted on it at this point in time to whether or not that's either a young coach, an experienced coach, someone that's previously coached. Because I think if I go back to what I know worked from Adelaide, how that person matches up against the profile, I think, is just crucial. And if you know, we all hear about it and we talk about it, but it's so true, guys. You need good people. You need hard workers and people with great values in your organisation, because that's what helps your culture flourish and grow.
It's a really interesting question from Huff, because I think everyone identified, I won't say everyone, from media and talking to the AFL and club people, they wanted experienced people there. So it's not just the coach, it's the structure around the footy department. And that's so many roles. Now, when they said we need an experienced person and they've appointed you, David, I asked myself, is that the experienced person? Is that enough to get that experience in the football, as head of football? Because if you're a little bit immature or not, you're still learning your sort of role, it sort of leads to Chris Fagan probably comes in. But if you're really strong in that role and really mature and you are that person, perhaps it might favour John Barker because of your standing in the game. Is there any merit in that discussion?
Yeah, I think you're spot on, Robbo. There's no doubt. And I think part of that comes back to, I would think, currently what's in place. You know, I'm sure that it's not all as bad as what it seems, and it's not always as good as what it seems. I'm sure there are some really good people and some good bones in the people that are actually up in Brisbane working away at the moment. So, and you're exactly right. We've got to be able to really quickly and nimbly move through and get some quality information around what that looks like. It goes back to, I guess, the discussion before. If we know where the group is and we know the calibre that are there, there's a young list. So does that young list then lean you more towards an educator, a communicator? Or is the list at a point where it needs a more command and control type of person? I'm probably not quite sure at this point in time, but I think your point's exactly valid in the way that you then need to manoeuvre. I'll obviously bring some strengths from my side of my experiences, probably the list management, work ethic, you know, standards and protocols would be the things that I think I can bring to the table. And then it's a matter of then complementing that with the type of coach that can educate and move our game forward and particularly our organisation forward as well.
I think you're going to have a major say on who is coach because the relationship between the head of football and the coach is probably as critical as any other relationship in the at a football club. So I suspect that's the case. Now, you haven't spoken to either Barker or Chris Fagan, and right now Chris Fagan's about $1.20 to get the job. Your thoughts on that? Is that surprise you, the fact that he's that short, he's almost over the line when you haven't even spoken to either of those two players, two blokes?
Probably not. I think it's interesting. My theory, Robbo, is I reckon that our game reshapes itself about every 5 years in some way, shape or form. And I think that has a capacity to influence the coaching profile. If you look at, you know, going back, say, 10 years ago, it was sort of more of the favourite son type of player.
Heard, Voss, Buckley.
Yeah.
Yep, they led the way.
Now it's shifted a bit. And I think we're maturing a little bit as an industry and we're looking at the complementary skills that need to go with the technical acumen of a coach. It's the Hinkley types. It's the Alan Richardson's type. It's the Walsh. It's the Pike types. They seem to be able to have more life experiences to cope with the fluctuation of the ups and downs of a coaching life cycle. And I think that becomes important. Now, that for 1 minute doesn't intimate that I'm swaying towards, say, Chris Fagan. But it's no surprise, I think, Robbo, that all of a sudden, as a result of some of those examples, he's now come into $1.25.
Yeah.
David, thanks so much for your time. It's a massive job ahead and we wish you well.
Yeah, congratulations again, David.
Thanks, guys, and to all those Lions supporters out there based in Melbourne. We're going to need your support. Stay with us and stick with us, and we're definitely, you know, we want to become relevant again, and we're up for change. So look forward to some positive results next year.
David Noble, the General Manager of the Brisbane Football Club.